As we continue to look at Buffalo's definitive foods, we look at the hot dog. Just like pizza, they have hot dogs everywhere, but we all know there's something special and different about a Buffalo hot dog. And recently, a national food blogger wrote, "Forget wings, Buffalo is a hot dog town." So what does all that mean? Longtime Buffalo butcher Mark Redlinski tells me the biggest difference between a Buffalo hot dog and one of the national brands is the casing. It's difficult to find a natural casing if you're not buying a Buffalo hot dog. It's also what's inside, too, or not inside a Buffalo dog. No fillers in a Salins or any of the other local brands. And it's also a unique beef-to-pork ratio we've become used to here. And of course, like everything else in Buffalo, our hot dogs are much bigger than what the national brands sell. As far as how we eat them, they're two equally definitive Buffalo styles. First, the charcoal-broiled hot dog highlights that natural casing and gives it a great bite. Maybe a great crunch if you like yours well done, like I do. Ted's charbroiled hot dog on a toasted roll with a special sauce, mustard, relish, onions, and a pickle spear is a Western New York classic. Another Western New York classic is the Texas Hot, the slime dog. The hot dogs are usually a slightly different formulation, usually without that natural casing, which would get a little rubbery when it's fried on the griddle. On that griddled dog, add mustard, slivered onions, and that spicy meat sauce. So whether you like them off the grill or drowning in that Texas Hot gravy, the Buffalo hot dog is like no other.